Campaign 2012, Mitt Romney's accusing President Obama of running a hide-and-seek re-election campaign. Romney spoke to newspaper editors and publishers here in Washington today, and he pointed to the president's recently overheard comment to his Russian counterpart, in which he'd said he'd have more flexibility in negotiating an arms treaty after the November elections. Romney says it raises questions about the president's candor.
And joining us to talk about it all, Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico. Good to talk to you again, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me on.
So President Obama spoke to the same group on Tuesday. He said Republicans have become so radical, Ronald Reagan couldn't win a GOP presidential primary today. If the words are this intense now, is this just a prelude to what we're going to hear coming up to November?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they can get more intense. They may get more frequent. Certainly, this was an opportunity for both of the candidates to really get at each other, to open up the general election season. I don't think there's anyone outside the Santorum campaign who expects anybody other than Mitt Romney to be the Republican nominee.
So Mitt Romney, by many people, was considered a weak candidate, right? Or certainly not the candidate. But will he be a formidable challenge to the president?
Well, I certainly think that anytime you have a binary choice in a presidential election, it could go either way. We're way, way too early to know right now what this election is going to be decided on. Mitt Romney has shown himself to be a better primary candidate this time around than he was last time around, or certainly more capable of winning the nomination. This is just a campaign season we're going to have to watch unfold.
Now, he certainly took a lot of abuse from members of his own party, the people he opposed within the primary. Does he go into the general election season as a weakened candidate, or can they etch-a-sketch this campaign?
There are two schools of thought on that. Uh-huh. Sometimes primaries are helpful, sometimes they're hurtful. In 2008, I think Democrats feared that their long primary was going to be something that hurt then-candidate Obama. I think it turned out to have been a bit of a blessing in disguise for him, certainly tested him through all those debates and campaigning across the country and building an organization in 50 states around the country. I think that's one of the reasons you saw Republicans make some changes to the way that their primary system works to try to lengthen the process this time around to make sure they engaged more people in more states. There's plenty of time for the candidates to frame and reframe the issues, to frame themselves and to sort of readjust. You'll remember in 2008, the President Obama, then the candidate, made a bunch of policy shifts sort of in about a week's time, right after the Democratic nominated contest was over. I think Mitt Romney's campaign has prepared people for that to happen. With that etch-a-sketch comment that I'm sure we'll be hearing quite a lot about for the next several months.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan.
Take care.
That's Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico. And for more political news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.